This podcast is made possible by InvoiceCrowd.com. It's invoicing simplified. InvoiceCrowd.com. Hey, rock stars. From Rockland USA Studios in Washington, D.C., this is Rock on the Money. I'm Doug Brad. You're saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate agent. We're so grateful you've joined us. Call us with your questions and comments, 989-AAA-ROCK, 989-888-7625. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or our website at rockonthemoney.com. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, Craig. How's it going?
Corona dealing pretty good down there in Florida?
I guess so. Or everything's open. I drove past my nail salon's even open.
Wow.
Yeah, can't wait That's to get crazy. A pedicure.
How's the unemployment going on down there
as far as
being able to apply for it?
Yeah, so not only can people, they're just behind on processing applications, but people who have gone back to work can't even cancel their unemployment.
I heard that Florida was ranked the worst right now.
Oh, always, yeah. And yeah. Unemployment, that's apparently because they designed the system to fail. So
wow, just, it's sad. You know,
it is sad, but it's designed really so that Florida can report the lowest number of unemployment numbers to the federal government.
Because you can't apply. Mm-hmm. What we got on this podcast?
Well, today we're going to talk about deep discount items for May and June. Mm-hmm. We've got a number of social media questions, as always. And then our Savvy Savings segment is on money saving tips for families and households on a, are you ready for it?
Budget. Drinking game, everybody. Budget.
Yeah, budget.
You're awesome. Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
First social media question. I'm currently in a mortgage forbearance for 3 months. What happens at the end?
Well, so it depends.
Yes. I missed that. It depends.
So if you are on a federally funded mortgage loan like Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which the majority of loans out there are, then you would just pick up and make your next payment. They're not going to stack all three of these missing payments at once. But if you are on a private loan or something that's not federally funded, which those are out there, then it's more likely that all three of your payments over these 3 months will come due at the same time as that third month. So you do need to just check with your specific lender and find out specifically what happens for you.
Great. All right.
But if it's a federal one, they're just going to add those payments on to the end of your loan.
And hopefully none of you just stop doing payments. You need to contact somebody. Just
right. Yeah.
Stop doing.
It's not like you automatically got enrolled in a special program.
The only thing that was automatic was the federal student loans. Those were automatic till October. You didn't have to do anything. Everything. Right. Well, they also dumped money in your bank account if you were eligible.
Yeah, that you didn't have to do anything for that either.
But everything else, you actually have to do something. Unemployment, mortgage, credit card companies. You got to do something. But those are the only two things that were automatic. Helicopter money and the student loan. Only the federal student loans till October 1st. Social media question two. I'm getting close to my six-month emergency fund. Yes.
Ooh, nice.
Amanda, I just have to quickly say I am enjoying seeing success stories. We've been doing this, 6 months now? And we're starting to see little success stories that they may have started before this, but they're now telling us.
Right.
So we're starting to see some benefit from what we do. And we have people posting their great mortgage rates. They were able to refinance and people lowering their interest rates and credit cards because they made phone calls because we told them to. And it's just good stuff. I'm enjoying that. I give you a lot of credit. The question is there a specific money market to put my emergency fund into, or do I just tell the bank to put it in? And the second question is, I'm banking with Wells Fargo. Ugh. Amanda, if there was a bank I hated, but is hate a really strong word?
It is a strong word. Well, I guess you could say loathe.
Okay, just because I don't want to spread hate across the airwaves. I loathe Wells Fargo of any bank out there. They don't like federal rules. They're always getting investigated. I just don't like them.
A recent one again. Yeah, I know. They had that big scandal a couple of years ago where their employees were opening bogus accounts using, you know, customers' personal information.
And I hope nobody's investing with them, but I'm enjoying watching the stock price just keep just going down slowly. It's like a slow death. But they'll be rescued, whatever. Anyway, would you recommend a better bank after everything I just said? Would you recommend a better bank or money market account to use? So we have a 6 month emergency fund. Where should they put it?
Well, I like to use an online bank with a high yield savings account. I don't use money market accounts for my emergency funds. You certainly can. There's nothing wrong with that. But I find that the interest rates from these high yield savings account are actually better than the short term money market accounts are. So I use Goldman Sachs. Marcus by Goldman Sachs is actually a separate division than the regular Goldman Sachs. So it's called Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S. By Goldman Sachs. Yep. The other option out there is Ally. And then there's other online options as well. Their interest rate is usually 4 to 5 times higher than any of your brick or mortar savings account offerings are. I will say now with the interest rates dropping to basically the basement, that the interest rates are lower than I've seen them in quite some time, but they're still much higher than what you're going to get from your traditional bank. So I think the going rate this week, I think, was at 1.3 or 1.4%.
Yeah, it's been slowly dropping, yeah.
Yeah, at one point we were up to like almost 3%.
I know, it was great.
Just last year, it wasn't that long ago. Yeah. But yeah, let me just see.
Got one more question for you.
Okay.
This one's geared for you, but I love one part of this because I'm familiar with the area.
Okay.
One part, the Tennessee part. Here we go. My wife and I, late 20s, don't currently own a home. We have five children.
That's Why are you laughing? I'm the oldest of five.
Yeah, but late 20s with five kids, that's a lot of kids. They have
no debt.
My mom
had five before she was like 23 or 24. Oof. I don't know.
Have no debt. And our current total housing is super affordable, less than 5% of our monthly income. Wow. Ooh,
congratulations.
And they live in Los Angeles, Amanda. I don't know how they're doing that. Single income government job netting $60,000, getting a $10,000 pay raise next year. You thought you were getting a pay raise. Mm-hmm. With the coronavirus, these governments are not going to have money. We'll see. They're saving about 25% in a Roth 457. And just a reminder for everybody, that's a government version of 401k. They're working on their way through baby step 3 right now, which is the emergency fund, 3 to 6 months. All right. Mm-hmm. We are not interested in buying a house in LA, and they capitalize not, or California at all. Apparently, there's a big exodus for California right now. People are just done with them. However, we are interested in buying an investment or homestead property in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'm familiar with this little town, by the way.
Yes, I am as well.
Really?
Yes.
Let me get through the question. We'll talk about Murfreesboro. We want to move there in about 10 years. Thinking about starting a real estate company and purchasing the assets using a Wyoming LLC once we save the cash. Here's the question. Well, that was a lot of meat. Any advice on buying an investment property before owning a house? Or is that a big no-no? We don't want to put the cart before the horse. Please help us weigh the pros and cons. Thank you. There's a lot going on with this.
Yes, but there is.
First,
this could actually be its own topic, Craig.
How do you know Murfreesboro?
My sister-in-law lives there. My husband's sister and her family live there.
Oh, all my brothers and sisters, my mom bailed on me in Maryland. They all went to Tennessee, and my sister and my mom live in Murfreesboro. I go there all the time.
Small world.
That's crazy. And so, I know they're building like crazy right there. So it is up and coming. Like every time I go there, it looks completely different. It is a great place to buy, by the way. I mean, just by looking at the construction. Right? It's on the south side of Nashville, about 25 minutes. Right off the interstate, 25. Yeah. So it is an up and coming. It started out as like a college town. Because was it Middle Tennessee is? right? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's up and coming. It's a great place to move to. Anyway, awesome. You know investment properties and you're a realtor. So go ahead.
Well, so there's a lot to unpack here. So one great thought on not buying in LA or California. I completely understand that since their housing prices are just completely astronomical out there. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay to buy an investment property and rent your own. I think Dave Ramsey would disagree with me on that, Craig.
Yeah.
I suspect he would. And you heard my hesitation there as well. And I didn't like jump up and down for joy. Like, that's a great idea. I just think it's okay. I don't think it's a great idea. But if your heart is set on it, well, one, the next thing we unpack here is the homestead properties. So you don't get to decide you're buying a homestead. There are certain rules that you must meet in every single state in order to qualify for homestead protection. And homestead is a fancy term used to designate a taxing status on a property. Oh,
I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah. So you have to actually be physically living on that property in order to qualify for like a homestead exemption on your property taxes.
Okay, well, that's an out because they're not going there for 10 years.
That's right. So I'm not sure where that idea came from there. In terms of starting a real estate company, I would say that's a big no. So a couple of things here. Everyone who thinks that they want to start real estate investing gets all they go on Google and they're like, oh, I see that Wyoming or Delaware have, you know, great, or I see Nevada a lot as well. Wyoming, Nevada, Delaware, those are common ones that investors try and start up. Mm-hmm. I think it's a terrible idea. You want your LLC to be in the same state as the property that it's in for a number of reasons. Now, this is not legal advice nor investing advice.
There you go.
Just my personal opinion. So mm-hmm. take that with a grain of salt. I personally do not open LLCs in states other than where the property would be. One, there's a cost associated with filing with that state. You would also, LLCs require that you also file as a non-resident LLC in the state where the property is. So if you open in Wyoming, you would still have to register with the state of Tennessee if your property is in Tennessee. And now you're doubling your annual registration costs. And you're going to pay the Tennessee state income tax. And then you may also pay Wyoming income tax if you have any other income that's going through that LLC that's not related to that property. Hmm. So your costs are going to go up astronomical and you're only opening it thinking that you're protecting yourself from liability. That's the purpose of an LLC, is to protect your personal finances from liabilities that arise through your business properties.
Gotcha. So that was a no.
I mean, that's my opinion. You certainly can do what you want and you can go to an attorney in Tennessee and get a different opinion there. But that's my personal opinion. Personally, when it comes to risk allocation, which is what you would do an LLC for, there are other options like an umbrella insurance policy that would protect your personal finances pretty much along the same lines. Yep. I mean, there are differences and I don't have time to get into all of the detailed nuances there, but with a broad stroke brush, that's where I would go with that. Again, it's going to be very specific to your specific circumstance, but those are things to keep in mind.
Gotcha. And I know all these people, including Dave Ramsey, are against you having rental properties, especially if you're in California. You shouldn't have one in Tennessee while you're living in California.
Well, that might be the only time that it makes sense, though, Craig, is, you know, it's probably cheaper to rent than own in California. I don't know.
She had a rental property investment in Tennessee while she's living in California, she has no way of taking care of that thing.
Oh, yeah. It's very much against. Yeah.
You should be where your rentals are.
Unless you have a good management company. I mean, that doesn't scare me as much. I know Dave's always really against it, but I don't have an issue with it.
All right. That's it for the questions. I got great a topic question for you, as promised in our last episode, because you did a great episode on buying a used car. So if you're listening to this podcast, everybody, go back to episode 45. the whole Savvy Savings is about buying a used car. But I did mention during that episode, Amanda, I was going to go into my favorite online consumer reports and do some research on used cars.
Okay.
And come up a list. I still love consumer reports. They're still around. If you haven't seen it in years, they have a great online website, consumerreports.org, that you can pay $25 a year. You get access to everything they have. And they have brand new articles every day, alerts. You get access to all the reviews. If you're looking to buy something, just put it in the search bar and the ratings come right up. And I use it all the time, Amanda. And personally, mm-hmm. that $25, I get that back in so many ways. I mean, multiple ways. Like, I'm going to talk about one simple product that I did not know, but it's going to save me the money it cost me for the subscription just on this one stupid little household product. I'm getting it okay. back. Anyway, let's get back to the cars thing. You did the used cars segment, and they happen to have an article.
Okay.
That 3-year used cars are the sweet spot. And when we yeah. talk about sweet spot, 40 to 60% of the depreciation, we've said this multiple times, you lose that in the first 3 years of car ownership. That's why it's really ideal not to buy new cars for that one factor. Let someone else take the hit. So after 3 years, and this is their idea, we've always said like 2 years, they're yeah. saying 3 years. And they came up with a list of how many is here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10.
I'm excited about this list.
I know you are. and I just want to point out, as I read these lists, these are the cars, the vehicles from 2017, 3 years away from now when we're recording this. These are their top 10 that they believe you would be great to buy right now. And right now is a great time to go out and buy a used car. You just press pause. I'll put these in the show notes also. Okay, so here we go. Number one, I don't know if these were in any order, but anyway, Lexus NX, which is a SUV, I believe.
Yeah, I have one in my driveway.
I wanted to know I knew you had a Lexus SUV. I didn't know which one it was. So the NX
it's the smallest SUV that they have.
Right, but it's a nice vehicle.
It's nice.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, it's usually just me and Roscoe, so I don't need anything bigger than that.
I can't remember the price they had. I think you get them in the mid-20s, used.
Yes.
That's what they said.
Not a hybrid, probably, like mine. Okay. But
gotcha. Yeah, with your sport button.
My sport mode that gives me just slightly more in the go-kart mode.
This list is very amazing. When I read these names, you're going to see a pattern develop quickly.
And so for those who are listening, Lexus is the luxury brand of Toyota.
Yes. Thank you for pointing that, because here we go. Number two, Toyota Prius. Mm-hmm. Five. Yeah.
Number Roman three, numeral.
The five. Lexus ES, which is the sedan.
Sedan.
Mm-hmm. The Ford. I don't know how this got in there. Mm-hmm. I don't recall Ford's. See, all the Ford people are going to be like, oh, you're just a Ford hater. I'm not into that Ford Chevy thing. Seeing Ford show up in any top 10 list in Consumer Reports is amazing. The Ford C-Max. What is that?
Yeah, so I didn't know what that is, so I just Googled it.
What is it?
Tiny little compact car, like a little wagon type car, and it looks like a hybrid.
Huh. You know
so
what?
You've seen a lot of hybrids on this list.
I didn't research each one of these vehicles. I just wanted to do this quickly, but I bet it's actually built by someone else and they're putting their badge on it.
It's tiny.
Wow. The Mazda Miata MX-5. Yeah, baby. Little coupe. Mm-hmm. Here we go. The last five. Toyota Corolla. Yep. No surprise. The Lexus GS.
Uh-huh.
The Toyota Prius Prime.
Mm-hmm.
The Toyota Prius.
Mm-hmm.
And the Toyota Camry, which is no shocker as well.
Yeah. So we're seeing definitely a trend.
Out of all the 10 on here, 8 out of 10 are Toyota products.
Yeah.
So basically go buy a Toyota.
Toyota, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the thing I will say about Toyota and Lexus is that they do have a really, not just are they reliable, but they have a really good maintenance plan.
Yeah. And Jan is kind of cute in the commercials.
And I did buy mine certified used. So for all those haters out there who are like, oh, I want a warranty and I want the maintenance plan, you get that with the certified used for a couple of years and you get the benefit of it as if it were new.
Yeah, I know Lexus promotes that heavily.
Well, I haven't paid for service at all yet, and I've had my car for almost 3 years.
That's amazing for a used car.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all the oil changes and everything are covered.
Also on the Consumer Reports website that I pay for, here's another neat feature they have in here. And you always hear this on other podcasts or whatever, but they're all probably getting it from the same place. They have a calendar on there that if you click on each month, it tells you which products are the best ones to buy that month with the deep discounts. And then you can click on the product and it goes in there and tells you what the ratings are for that product. I'm not going to do all that because you need to subscribe for that. There's no harm in me telling you what the deep discounts are on certain products for May. And we have Memorial Day coming up. We have summer coming. And I also want to tell you about June because, people are getting ready to get out of their house and ready to start spending money. So
people are clamoring to get out of their house, itching to travel,
go to restaurants. But here are the items in May, which are, if you're looking to buy these items in the future, now would be the time to do it. Portable air conditioners, air mattresses. I don't know why. Would that be a camping thing?
Camping, yeah.
Oh,
camping.
Okay.
Getting ready
bike helmets. Did you know bikes? You can't buy a bike right now.
I bet, because that's one of the only things people can do right now.
Yeah, between Pelotons, I had no idea. Bicycles, if you go try and buy them, they're sold out everywhere. Everybody's buying bicycles right now. That's crazy. Blenders, I have no idea.
For making margaritas and daiquiris in the summer, Craig.
There you go. Camcorders, I know that's an old term, but it also includes the GoPros and all the active stuff because people are going on vacation. Memorial Day is to kick off the summer, which is kind of weird. We're supposed to mourn the loss of our heroes, and it's the start of summer. I don't know. GoPros.
Well, that's a downer. Thanks.
I know. I'm always here, Debbie Downer. Carpet cleaners, chainsaws. Chainsaws. Well, what are you doing with a chainsaw in the summertime? I guess that they're trying to get rid of them. People are done doing firewood. Here, this is for you. Dishwashers.
Yeah, I already bought mine.
Okay. Freezers. Grills.
Yep. Okay.
Grills. Yeah, grills. Insect repellents. Leaf blowers.
All this yard work.
Yard work. Mattresses in general. Wonder why May would be a mattress month. That's weird. Maybe because Memorial Day sales. I don't know. I'm just trying to guess. Paint, if you need to paint your house. Ranges, smartwatches, all months. You know why? Because they're probably clearing them out because the new watches come out soon for like Apple.
Well, not just that. I mean, a lot of people use smartwatches to track their activities.
There you go. Too,
and people are just much more active during the summer months.
All right. I want you to do the math on this one. Strollers. Do we go back 9 months with this? What happened 9 months before May? That would
before May.
That'd be September.
Other kids went back to school. I don't know.
Yeah, September, October. I'm trying to figure out the 9 month thing. Sunscreen, obviously. Wood stains, which goes with paint. Probably because people doing their decks, getting them all ready for the summer. And wireless speakers for the pool.
For the pool. Yeah, we have one.
So there you go. So that's what you buy in May.
Got it.
So if you're a subscriber, you could go in there and just click on there. It'll tell you which is the best wireless speaker to get. June. It's a much shorter list, Amanda.
Okay.
Blenders, again, because we're still making margaritas, apparently, by the pool. Cordless drills. Power washers. Smart watches, again.
Okay.
Steam irons. I love my steam iron. I've talked about that before.
I know you do.
My $100 iron.
Awesome. I learned that my brother-in-law has the same iron as you.
He probably reads Consumer Reports. I've never heard of this thing. I bought it because of Consumer Reports. And I've been using it on my uniforms and stuff, and uniforms are staying nice. I love it. String trimmers for your grass. Strollers, again. Something about strollers. Well, people are out walking, exercising. And sunscreen, again. There you go. That was almost like savvy savings.
Yeah, it was.
And real quick, I use Consumer Reports because you buy in bulk, don't you?
Yeah, generally.
So I buy a lot of like my pods for my laundry, but I also buy a lot of them in bulk for my dishwasher. Because I'm home all the time. I think everybody's going through their dishwasher using it more often because you have plates and everything. Yeah. So I have to buy new dishwasher pods. I buy the pods for my dishwasher. Yeah. So I said, while I'm on Concerned Porch, let me just quickly. And son of a gun, the June issue, they did a whole thing about the dishwasher detergent. And okay. I just want to bring this up because I failed at Savvy Savings with the pods that I buy. So they had four recommended brands. You know how they do recommended when they do the ratings? Yeah. These are their top four. And I'm going to count up to number one. Number one is amazing. Okay. So number four, I've never heard of this brand. Seventh Generation Ultra Power Plus Packs.
Yes.
It's free of dyes. Seventh Generation
is a brand that doesn't use any dyes or fragrances. It's supposed to be, you know, better for the environment.
It doesn't even have bleach in it. So how's that going to kill Corona?
I don't know.
But apparently it had a problem with baked on food, but it was still recommended. Number three, Finish Powerball Quantum. Man, that just sounds cool, doesn't it? Quantum. Everything's better when you say quantum. It still had a problem with water spots. So those were at the bottom of the list. Now, the number one and number two were only separated by 1 point. 91 and 92 were the two scores. So number two is what I buy. And apparently I've been wasting a lot of money with this. But it works. It works really well. I love it. Cascade Platinum Action Plus with Dawn inside.
Yeah, that's the one I used to.
Apparently.
I tried others and this one's the best.
This one kicks butt. I love it. But apparently, it's the most expensive of all the brands that they tested. Because it works.
Well, you know what, though? They're not taking into consideration. I don't have to use like the jet dry or whatever with these pods. So you save the cost of that as well.
Oh, look at you, Miss Savvy Savings. Apparently, it costs 36 cents a load.
Yikes.
I had no idea.
That's more than making your own cup of coffee at home.
I've tried so many brands. I've used Cascade my whole life, various versions of it. But this one with the Dawn in it has done so well. So I agree that it should have been where it is. However, I would have never known about number one. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
I got drum roll ready. Here we go. Number one ended up being the most affordable by only 10 cents a load. It leaves no food or water spots. It's the Sam's Club own Members Mark Ultimate Clean Dishwasher Packs.
So you got yours off of Amazon? You don't have to be a Sam's Club member?
Nope. They happen to sell this right on Amazon.
Huh.
So I'm going to put a link on the website. You can click on that. And it was only $26 for 105 packs.
Wow.
I know. So, and they said it did just as good as the Cascade, which you and I, apparently we both buy.
Yes.
It beat it out, edged out because of the price. It's only.
Now, what if you have a coupon for Cascade? Then is it still?
Well, look at you.
I like my coupon.
Well, I'm you know, I may even take a couple out and I'll ship them down to you. It'll cost me, I don't know what it'll cost to send these, a couple dollars, but you can try them too, Miss Savvy Savings.
Yeah.
You can do a side-by-side comparison. I don't know if your husband will be in on that, but.
Well, with that, let's take a break.
Let's take a break, and we're going to come back. And what was that topic?
Money-saving tips for families and households on a budget.
Oh, drink, everybody. Budget. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Rock on the Money. Hey friends, want to get paid faster from your clients? Invoice them electronically so they can pay you electronically. That's where Invoice Crowd comes in. Invoice Crowd is an invoicing, estimating, and accounting software on the cloud. You can quickly create and send professional-looking invoices to your clients and customers to get paid faster. You get unlimited invoices and recurring invoices. It supports PayPal, Stripe, Razorpay, and more. Just head on over to invoicecrowd.com now and try it absolutely free. It's invoicing simplified. Invoicecrowd.com. Rockland USA. Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Craig and Amanda.
Craig, so I was just thinking, you know, I got this new flat iron a couple days ago.
Yes.
I'm starting to think I'm totally missed out on an opportunity to use Consumer Reports.
Oh, you know what?
I got sick of looking and reading Amazon reviews. I'm just like, fine, this one looks great.
See, I can't trust online reviews, so I kind of strayed right back to Consumer Reports because it's the one place I can trust. Right. They don't have advertising, and at least I tend to believe that they are the last place you can trust on the internet. So everything else is purchased. It's tough. You can't trust YouTube reviews or anything. It's just everything is bought. It's crazy. So.
Today's Savvy Savings segment is money saving tips for families and households on a budget. Mm. So last year, CNN reported that the cost of raising a child has skyrocketed nearly 40% in the last 10 years. Ugh. How much do you think it costs on average to raise each child between birth and the age of 18?
My kids or yours? I mean, is that real?
Well, why don't you give me both numbers and then I want to hear your reasoning on why it's different.
I think every parent out there is thinking, well, that's relative. I mean, it depends on your kid, right? But again, you said on average.
On average, yes.
Oh, crap. I mean, what does that include? Is that everything?
Food, clothing, shelter, education, other aspects.
So it's a percentage off my mortgage and all that, right?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't dive into it that deeply, Craig. All right. Here's the answer.
I don't know. 100,000.
Well, you can expect to shell out about $227,000 on each child. So like a quarter of a million.
Each child?
Yes. I mean, of course, there are some economies of scale once you get to, you know, 3-4 kids, but not entirely. You still pay per child for private school or daycare, and those costs remain the same.
That's insane. I'm glad my daughter just had her 10-year reunion from graduating from high school. So I just missed this 40% increase.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. I finally wanted something.
Well, but here's the problem. Lots of money-saving advice requires a complete lifestyle overhaul for you in order to see a return.
Wow.
You know, so whether it's switching to a more sustainable lifestyle, skipping out on family vacations, you just might not be willing to make those huge sacrifices in the long term that frugal living sometimes requires. Now, of course, we're going to continue to promote frugal living here on this podcast, and we'll continue with our Savvy Savings segments. But here are some tips that might be a bit more achievable, especially in the short term. You know, most frugal families know that lavish trips and the latest clothes don't necessarily make a happy family.
No.
especially if you're the youngest one dealing with a whole bunch of hand-me-downs, right, Craig?
I was the oldest of four, so.
And you had a boy and a girl, right? So were there hand-me-downs involved there?
They were only 2 years apart, so there was some. The girl was a little younger, so there were some hand-me-downs, but you can only do so much when it's an older boy and 2 year younger girl.
Right,
so,
Yeah. But, you know, again, reducing the strain on your bank account definitely reduces and relieves family stress. So that can add to the happiness factor. And there are some simple things you can do to ease your monthly finances or to put a little bit more leeway in your, what's the word?
Budget. Yes. Drink, everybody.
Take a shot. All right. So number one, plan your meals. So one of the greatest downfalls of even the most frugal family is an impromptu trip to McDonald's in lieu of dinner. You know, instead of serving up a healthy meal for under $2 a serving, and yes, you can do it for under $2 a serving. Mm. You end up splurging on calories and money to feed your family, making it an automatic budget buster. We did a great episode with my sister on money-saving meal plans in episode 30. So if you go back and listen to episode 30, she gave some examples of those meals that were under $2 a serving. I think she had burritos that were like, I don't know, 25 cents each.
She made a YouTube video of that.
She did.
Yeah.
She's got a YouTube channel and we're working on putting together a cookbook. So you can plan any way you want. I find it's easiest to plan a week at a time. I have another sister who likes to do a whole month at a time, but for me, a week is plenty. And then when you already know what you're serving, like chicken on Tuesdays, or like an example today, I knew that we were having spaghetti for dinner, then you can get started on dinner pretty quickly and easily without having to stand and stare at the fridge and your freezer and your cupboards trying to become resourceful and then giving up and resorting to ordering out or getting a fast food meal. To help plan your meals, you can use a free online meal planner, such as Food on the Table.
Is that an app? What is that?
It is a website.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Food on the Table is a free family meal planning service.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Number two, shop smart. So you don't have to be a hardcore couponer to save money on groceries, even though I talked about how I like coupons for my Cascades. Instead, smart strategies can relieve pressure at the store so you don't overspend. So check out episode number 5 of our podcast, or Savvy Savings episode number 1 for the extracted version of tips on how to save big on your grocery bill. It's imperative that you only shop once and get everything you need in one trip. You know, heading to the store for a forgotten gallon of milk or an extra loaf of bread can cause you to repeatedly overspend all week long. Plus, it's a total waste of gas.
Oh, total.
And then shop without the kids. So when you have little ones, it's hard to stay focused and resist spontaneous purchases, especially when they're, you know, reaching for them, clamoring for them. You know, I have a sister who has a 2-year-old. And she takes her with her to shop for groceries. And one time she just looked away for a minute. And before you knew it, there were like peaches in the cart. Oh. But it's hard to say no to peaches. They're healthy, right? But a lot of times it's like candy or something else. So you never know what those little hands can snag as you're, you know, pushing your cart down the aisle. Mm. Number three, invest in reusable items. Disposable goods are usually cheap and super convenient, but not when you have to buy the same items repeatedly. Your family probably uses a ton of paper products, but why keep spending on when you can purchase reusable goods instead? Mm-hmm. You know, for example, paper towels can cost around $1 a roll. Well, maybe more right now since they're like gold. But instead, you can buy a pack of $1 washable cloths like at the dollar store, and you'll save money in the long run. And you can just toss those right into the laundry, mm-hmm. the regular laundry. Instead of buying plastic water bottles by the case, you can purchase a filter and aluminum water bottles for each family member to get your water for cheap. We have one of those reverse osmosis water filters installed here by my kitchen sink, and I just love it. It's a reverse osmosis water filter, water filtration system.
I don't even know what that is.
It goes under your sink, and then you have a separate water faucet. We installed it instead of like the soap dispenser.
Oh, okay.
The sink, yeah.
Cool.
And right next to your regular faucet, and it filters all the water, and you've got great tasting water out of the tap, except it's not really your tap anymore.
Oh, okay.
Number four, buy secondhand. So buying previously used items can definitely take some getting used to, especially if you're used to brand new gear or cars. But tons of stuff can be bought used without any difference as to how and when you use it. For instance, you can buy books from local used bookshops or garage sales or your local library book sale or Goodwill. I very rarely purchase a new book unless it's something that I specifically need for a specific purpose. And that's usually only for nonfiction. But if I'm looking for a good fiction book to read, I will, you know, find something to read from one of those used options pretty easily. You can get a book for like 25 cents.
Wow.
And you're only going to read it once. So why spend all that money? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, of course, you can always look at the library.
I was just going to say that.
Just borrow the book instead of buying it all together. Toys are another item you can save money on by buying used. Outdoor bikes, like you had mentioned, bikes and scooters are big ticket items, but they're significantly more affordable when you buy them from garage sales or thrift stores. I even see bikes sitting outside like pawn shops when you drive by. So you can certainly get a bike from a number of different used sources. Mm-hmm. You might be surprised what else you can get for cheap or used. I know there's like Once Upon a Child for kids items, kids clothing. Goodwill is a great place. We only had clothing from Goodwill and garage sales when I was growing up.
Yeah, and then Play It Again Sports, which I think is a national chain if your kid is in...
I am not super impressed with their pricing, but I guess they have to make money too, right?
Yeah, I haven't had to use them. I just see them around. I know what.
I mean, it's definitely better than buying new, but a lot of times you can find better deals by going on Facebook Marketplace or one of your local exchange apps. Maybe even eBay.
Yeah, yes. I love eBay.
So I know we've been talking a lot about selling on eBay, but definitely look at eBay as your shopping source for a number of used or slightly used items. Mm-hmm. All right, number five, shop around. So this is a great time while we're all sitting at home to shop around for things like cell phone plans, insurance, cable, or just about anything else that you pay for regularly and you can net better deals on without drastically changing your lifestyle. So just by a simple phone call, you can, you know, save, I don't know, 10-20% of your household budget each month, and you don't change any of your behaviors. That seems like a pretty big no-brainer to me.
And trust me, the cell phone service is going to be the same, guys.
It is. It's the same. Check out episode number 19 that we posted for tips on saving on your cell phone plan. And one update from then, I think that was right after I changed cell phone plans, right, Craig?
Mm-hmm. It was. You switched to mine.
I did T-Mobile. Switch. I switched from AT&T to T-Mobile, and I have not noticed any degradation in quality. So it has been a seamless transition. I am very happy with the transition.
And now they have Sprint under their umbrella. So they're bigger now. So
they're even bigger. And it did save about $30 a month for us.
Yeah.
All right. Number six, entertain at home. So this is kind of mandatory at the moment, but in general, you can choose to entertain at home. You know, oftentimes it's tempting to head out to the movie theater or bowling alley just to get out of the house, but those day trips can spell disaster for your budget. So instead of, you know, getting rid of that family time altogether, you can find ways to keep the kids entertained at home. You know, we have a stash of board games here. We've been playing like cribbage on Friday nights, or this weekend, Sunday, we played Mexican train dominoes. You know, even as older folks in the home and my college age son, you know, these are great ways for us to entertain without just sitting in front of the TV and mindlessly rotting your brain. In the summertime, you can have your kids run through the sprinkler. So funny story, when I was living in Wisconsin near my family while my husband was deployed, I was watering my grass in the front because I love to have a nice looking yard. And my niece, the two-year-old, came over one day and said, Amanda, where's your swimsuit? And I didn't know what she was talking about, but she knew that if a sprinkler was out, that meant someone was running through it, right? Yeah. So that was the only reason she thought sprinklers existed, was so you could put your swimsuit on and run through it. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm just watering my grass.
Hey, I did a poll back on May 6th in our Facebook group. It goes under your entertain at home. I asked everybody, how much would you be willing to pay for a new major blockbuster movie release if you could watch it at home? What was that movie they did? Trolls World Tour?
I think they released it direct to,
Direct. So how, you, Amanda, if, I don't know if you're into movies or not, but how much would you be willing to watch the movie at home without going to the movie theater?
I like the movie theater experience.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently,
so if it were a new movie at home, I wouldn't be willing to pay more than $5.
Okay, so I remember posting it, but I never looked back at it. So I Googled it real quick, and 80% of our people said zero. So they're in your camp. They're like, no. But then the next
well, that's hard because $10. There's so much free content available, you know.
Well, yeah, but like the new Top Gun movie or the new Wonder Woman movie, if you didn't have to go to movie theater, you could just watch it home the same day it went to the theater.
Yeah, sometimes I could see that because sometimes it's like, oh, it's such a hassle to put on pants and leave the house, right?
Yeah, so, but I mean, I could get popcorn out of my kitchen.
Yeah.
And it saves me a ton of money. So I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So people overwhelmingly in our Facebook group said zero, which means no, they'll go to the movie theater, I'm sure. So,
but think about it. That's a great option for people who want to avoid drinking and driving. If you want to just stay home, watch a movie from your sofa and not worry about who has to be the designated driver.
There you go.
All right. What else? The movie night at home, like you were mentioning, that's a great option. Right now, a number of movie theaters are offering really great movie packs. So you can go pick up like their theater popcorn and candies and other things, and they'll give you a great deal on it because it's one of the things they're trying to use and promote to keep their business revenue coming in while they're closed down. Mm. Yeah. If you need to get out of the house, you can try being park critics. So you can head out to parks in your area and then rate them according to a bunch of different characteristics. It's fun. And then you, if you keep track, you'll know which places to come back later. I was at Target this weekend, and in the dollar section, they had these outdoor bingo cards. So you just like slide over if you see like an ant or a squirrel. And then when you find all the things outdoors in a row, you know, you get bingo. So I thought that was a cute little idea.
That's cool.
Yeah, they had them for like road trips as well. You know, when we were kids, Craig, we had to come up with our own games in the car.
Yes. The license plate game and all that.
Did you say the license plate game?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Number 7, head to the library. You know, I love the library. One of the best ways that I've used to entertain my kid on the cheap when he was younger is the trip to the library. It's a perfect outing. It allows you to bring home free movies, audiobooks, books to enjoy. They have a lot of programming, not so much right now, but in general, usually when things are normal. It can save a lot of money on rental fees, and it's a perfect way to to fix the I'm bored syndrome that you get around the house. And a lot of libraries are doing the pickups out front, so you can just reserve your items either online or however they're organizing it, and then just pick up curbside. You can check out episode number 17 for a deep dive on many of the offerings available at your local library during that savvy saving segment.
Awesome.
And then finally, number 8, be energy smart. So you've heard me talk about it a number of times. Saving energy saves you money. Of course, not every family has the means or know-how to install a new low-flow toilet or a tankless water heater. But you can still make some simple savings by conserving energy the old-fashioned way. You know, turn off the lights, shut off your water when you're brushing your teeth, take shorter showers, turn down your water heater, and all these things help teach your kids an important lesson about energy conservation as well, so you can have a conversation about it at the same time. While you might find yourself nagging from time to time, conserving energy eventually becomes habitual for everyone. Check out Savvy Savings episode number 4, that's on our standalone Savvy Savings, for the top 5 easy ways to reduce your energy bill. Or you can look at the full Rock on the Money podcast episode 27 to hear us talk about some of the most common energy saving myths.
Hmm. You know what's really neat is we've done so much content already. You go to that search bar at the website, just type in energy bill and everything comes up, and all the different podcasts that we, it really works well. It's amazing how much we've done.
And look at, with all these topics I talked about today, I was able to give you a cross-reference to do a deeper dive on through another episode on most of these.
I love that. I've been doing that with people on Facebook who ask me questions. I'm like, oh, go listen to this. Well, they won't do that. I was like, yeah, but I'm trying to get more people to realize
how much content we have. They'd rather you spend 20 minutes typing up an answer than them spend 8 minutes listening to a short segment.
It takes a while to type that stuff up. You know, some things you just can't type the answer. So that was awesome. Thank you very much, Amanda.
Any other money-saving tips from you, Craig, that don't require a whole lot of effort?
No, but this is very timely because as we're recording this in May, the last number I heard is 7% of mortgages, people cannot pay them right now because of either unemployment or reduced income because of jobs going on. So people are hurting out there. Don't get fooled by this stock market keep going up. There's only the tech companies are making the stock market go up. There's a lot of people hurting.
We're close to what, 15% unemployment right now?
I think it's going to be more than 20-25. They're saying there's a lot of people that are not applying.
Yeah.
Either people that don't qualify because they made too much. I'm hearing all kinds of other numbers.
I agree.
And I know of people where I work, they can't apply because they made too much. They're going by last year's income. So they don't qualify. So it's like, yeah, I realize they made money, but now they don't have any. So the whole system is messed up. I know they had to rush to do something, but there's a lot of people, I think, being left out there. So anyway, it's really great that you went through this. And I hope people are finding ways to get through this. It's going to end. I just don't know when. All right. Well, that's great, Amanda. Thank you very much for that.
All right. Have a good one.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.